This is VOA News. Your remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now acknowledging that COVID-19 can spread through small particles in the air over an extended distance and for hours at a time. The CDC has long insisted that the coronavirus is transmitted mainly between people standing within 2 meters of each other, though droplets produced by talking, breathing, coughing, or sneezing. But the agency updated its guidelines on its website Monday, citing evidence from previous research that the virus can linger in the air through small droplets known as aerosols in, quote, limited uncommon circumstances where someone with COVID-19 infected others more than 2 centimeters away or shortly after the infected person left an area. The updated guidelines say the transmission in such instances occurred in poorly ventilated and enclosed spaces that often involved activities that caused heavier breathing, like singing or exercise, which may contribute to the buildup of virus-carrying particles. The CDC posted a similar guidance last month suggesting the virus could spread through aerosols over an extended distance, but the agency abruptly removed the guidance a few days later, saying it was mistakenly posted before it had gone through a proper technical review. Top U.S. military leaders, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, are self-quarantining after contact with a top U.S. Coast Guard official, Vice Commandant Charles Ray, who's tested positive for coronavirus. Pentagon officials confirmed to VOA that all the service chiefs who attended meetings with Ray at the Pentagon last week tested negative for the virus early Tuesday. Officials say it's unclear where Vice Commandant Charles Ray was exposed to the coronavirus. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced what he called China's exploitation, corruption, and coercion as he participated Tuesday in a high-level forum of Asian leaders that Washington hopes will counter Beijing's growing influence. The meeting in Tokyo of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia comes amid increasing regional frustration about China's lack of transparency over the coronavirus outbreak and increased assertiveness towards its neighbors. Pompeo, whose trip has been cut short following President Donald Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, wore a large American flag-themed face covering and bumped fists with the other Quad leaders, whom he met individually before the wider forum began. Speaking to Japanese news outlets earlier Tuesday, Pompeo told the Nikkei Asian Review that the regional grouping was, in his words, a fabric that could counter the challenge that the Chinese Communist Party presents to all of us. Western diplomats at the United Nations criticized China Tuesday for its human rights abuses against ethnic Uyghur Muslims and its crackdown on Hong Kong's autonomy. German ambassador to the UN, Christoph Heusken, called on China to respect human rights, particularly the rights of persons belonging to religious and ethnic minorities, especially in Xinjiang and Tibet. He spoke on behalf of 39 countries at the UN committee that deals with human rights issues. Xinjiang is the province in northwestern China where the government has detained as many as 1 million Uyghurs in so-called re-education camps in recent years. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Heusken called on Beijing to close the detention camps. British envoy Jonathan Allen condemned China's imposition on June 30th of a controversial security law on Hong Kong that he said violates Hong Kong's autonomy and threatens rights and freedoms. Imposition of the law set off months of anti-government protests in Hong Kong. China's ambassador hit back, focusing on the United States. He claimed China's human rights achievements are, in his words, widely recognized, and he urged Washington to, quote, take a good look in the mirror and eliminate racial discrimination in its own society before attacking other countries. The United States did not speak at the session, but was part of the joint statement of 39 countries, which Germany delivered. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Delta, which first formed as a named tropical storm early on Monday, has become a powerful Category 4 hurricane with winds in excess of 215 kilometers per hour. The transformation has taken place over just 27 hours. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.